You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When a group of educators gathered together in the late 1980s to dream up a new kind of public school, the end result was the charter school. Their vision included additional quality through diversity. And now it's 2019. A new report from the Century Foundation finds states are failing when it comes to supporting integration in charter schools. Hallie Potter is with the Century Foundation, where she's a public policy fellow, and she co-authored a new report titled, How Well Do States Support Integration in Charter Schools? Hallie, your answer to that question seems to be not too well.
That's right. We found that looking at policies in all 43 states plus the District of Columbia that have charter schools, even the states that were doing the very best were really failing when it comes to having the supports in place for school diversity and integration for charter schools.
And as you ranked the states that have charter schools, where does Michigan stand in those rankings?
Michigan came out as the 8th worst performing state. On average, states had about 4 of the 10 policies that we identified as being positive for school integration. Michigan has only 2 of those in place.
School segregation is certainly a widespread and very historic issue in this country in all kinds of schools. So why focus specifically on charters?
Charter schools have some key flexibilities in their model that, if they are used in the correct way, can be a huge opportunity for school integration. They're usually schools that are created from scratch and that can come up with educational models designed to appeal to a wide variety of families and people coming from different backgrounds. And unlike neighborhood schools, they usually don't have a geographic zone for attendance, but rather could be drawing students from multiple areas, which, given the residential segregation that we see in our country, also creates this big opportunity. However, the reality is that those same flexibilities can be used in ways to attract more segregated groups of students. And if diversity isn't really built into the public policies that shape charter school enrollment, we won't necessarily see school integration.
Hallie, what is driving segregation in charter schools in Michigan? And is it any different than the factors that drive school segregation in district schools?
Many of the same factors that lead to high levels of segregation in all types of public schools in Michigan are also affecting charter schools. School district boundaries are a big obstacle. Michigan, in fact, was the site in the 1970s of a Supreme Court case where the federal government really limited options for integrating students across school district lines, establishing that those boundaries would end up creating huge amounts of racial and socioeconomic segregation. There is the option in Michigan for some charter schools to enroll students from multiple school districts, so that's a potential area where we could see some improvement. And there are some other key supports for integration that are currently missing in the charter sector in Michigan. One of them is that there is currently no requirement or equitable funding for transportation for all charter school students, which, again, given residential segregation, can be really important if you want to enroll diverse groups of students.
You also recommend Michigan could do a better job to support integration by requiring an analysis of the charter school impact on district enrollment demographics as it decides whether to authorize or renew a charter.
That's another one of the key policies that only a minority of states have in place right now to really include as a required part of the application that charter schools make first to open and then to be renewed, that you have to look and see what is the proposed diversity of that school and what are the effects on surrounding schools. It should really be a burden on the authorizers to make sure that charter school operators are coming up with plans to promote school integration and diversity, to require them also to have detailed plans for what their outreach to families will look like and ensure that they're doing that in a way that will bring students of different backgrounds together.
Your report finds of the 5 counties in Michigan with the largest charter school enrollments, 4 of those counties had a net negative effect on integration. What do you mean by that? What does that mean?
That means that in those counties, if you take charter schools out of the picture, you'd actually see slightly more levels of integration between white students and students of color. You can't say that charter schools are causing that segregation, because it certainly could be the case that if those charter schools were taken away, that the same students there might be attending district schools in similar locations serving similar groups of students. So it's not necessarily a cause and effect, but what it is showing is that charter schools aren't playing a role to help mitigate segregation across the county area, even though there are some potential opportunities that could be used for that if there were more of a push.
And why does this matter? Why do you believe this should be a goal for charter schools?
We have decades of evidence at this point that show that racially and socioeconomically diverse schools produce strong outcomes for all students. Michigan has gotten a lot of attention for the weak outcomes and accountability for the charter school sector, really focused on looking at academic results for students. And school integration should become more a part of this conversation. We should hold charter schools accountable for what they are doing to promote school integration in the state. And we should also factor in all the evidence we have showing that if what we really want to do is to improve outcomes for students from low-income backgrounds, one of the best things that we could do is to create more schools where they have a chance to attend integrated environments with students coming from a mix of different socioeconomic backgrounds.
Hallie Potter, co-author of a new report from the Century Foundation titled How Well Do States Support Integration in Charter Schools? Hallie, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Cindy.
After the break, we'll hear what the Michigan Association of Public School Academies has to say about this study on integration in charter schools. Stay with us. Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's continue exploring this new report from the Century Foundation. They conclude states are failing when it comes to supporting integration in charter schools. The researchers analyzed each state's charter school laws and enrollment data and assigned every state a score for how well it supports integration and diversity in charters. Of a possible score of 100, Michigan got 20, making it the 8th worst performing state. Buddy Morehouse is with us now. He's with MAPSA, the Michigan Association of Public School Academies. Buddy, you've looked at this report. What are your thoughts about it?
I think that it contained a lot of very interesting and pertinent information that the public needs to know. And we welcome the information. We think that everything in there is accurate. And one of the things that's most interesting about it is that a lot of the recommendations that they have in there are not just things that apply to charter schools, but that apply to all public schools in Michigan. And the bottom line is that every kid needs to get a great education in a great school, and that's something that we can all support.
This report finds that charters have had a net positive impact on school integration in one of the five Michigan counties with the most charter school enrollments, and that was Kent County. And in the other four, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Genesee, charters had a net negative effect on school integration. Is this a concern for MAPSA?
Well, for the most part, charter schools in Michigan are very reflective of the communities in which they're located. We're very proud of the track record that charter schools in Michigan have when it comes to serving minority populations and traditionally underserved populations. And one of the things that the report does point out is the fact that charter schools educate a much higher percentage of Black students, Hispanic students, and English language learners, and also low-income students. So in terms of being open and welcoming to some of the communities in Michigan that need the most attention, Michigan's charter schools have an excellent track record.
When you say a higher percentage than what?
Well, for instance, the number of African-American students in charter schools in Michigan is about 51%, as opposed to 17.9% statewide. There's also a higher percentage of Hispanic students that are served by charter schools, a higher percentage of English language learners that are served by charter schools. So the charter schools are not located in the state's affluent areas. They're located in the areas where the traditional public schools have been struggling and not serving students as well as they should be. So that's why charter schools are located in and are very successful and thriving in those communities.
And certainly school segregation, lack of integration is not a new challenge for education in this country. And it's something that has to be dealt with across both district and charter schools. But do charters have a unique role, if you will, or a unique responsibility to try and design more diverse schools and new strategies because they have more flexibility than district schools?
Oh, that's a great question. And the answer is yes. The reason that a charter school would open in any community is if there is a community of students in that community that's not being served. For instance, there are charter schools located in some of the state's urban centers that specifically help homeless students or students who have gone through the court system. There are charter schools that serve in Southwest Detroit that serve the Spanish-speaking population. There's a charter school in Ann Arbor that is open to anyone, but it caters to students that speak Arabic or come from Arabic-speaking families. To answer the question, they are serving a lot of students and communities that desperately need that kind of help. And so the school itself might not be diverse, but it's serving a population in a community that's diverse. And the result is that the students are the ones who are being helped.
Let's talk about the policy recommendations, the ideas in this report. How well do states support integration in charter schools? Are there policy recommendations that MAPSA could support?
Yes. One of them that they had in there is they were looking at saying that the state should provide funding for transportation. That's something that we would welcome. The way the law in Michigan reads right now, no public school, whether it's a traditional or a charter public school, is required to provide transportation. There are a lot of traditional districts that don't provide it, and there are a lot of charter schools that do provide it, but nobody's required to provide it. One of the recommendations they had is that all schools should be required to provide transportation and that the state should fund that, and we would certainly welcome looking at that.
What about there was a recommendation that Michigan could better support integration in charter schools by requiring an analysis of the school's impact, the charter school's impact on district enrollment demographics in making authorization and renewal decisions?
The authorizers, that's another interesting one. The authorizers look at every factor when they make a decision whether they're going to authorize a school or reauthorize a school. One of the things that they do look at is the community in which the school is located. There are some constitutional issues that would pop up if they were to start requiring that you set aside a certain number of seats for one group or another, but they look very closely at the demographics of the community that the charter school is going to be located in, and they won't authorize a school or reauthorize a school unless there's a definite need for that school in that community.
Buddy, what other ideas would MAPSA put forward to increase diversity in Michigan's charters?
One of the things that people either don't understand about charters or that we need to do a better job of explaining is that every single charter school in the state, by its very nature, are the most open schools there are. There are no requirements to get into a charter school in Michigan. You don't need to take a test. You don't need to live in a certain area. You don't need to pass any other requirements other than if you live in Michigan, if you live in Ann Arbor and you want to attend a charter school in Detroit, you can do that. That's not true with a lot of traditional districts where they don't accept students from everywhere. Every charter school in the state is open to every student in the state. And we probably need to just continue to get that information out there and let parents know that they're the ones in control when it comes to deciding where their kids are going to go to school.
Buddy Morehouse is with the Michigan Association of Public School Academies. Buddy, thanks for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it.